Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, listeners of Lower Your Expectations. Welcome back to the podcast. Today is actually a very exciting episode for us. How are you doing, Matt? Good?
I'm very good. There's a camera pointing directly in my face. How are you?
I'm great. So this is why we're excited, because for the first time ever, we are trying to record this podcast with cameras. I'm looking at the camera. It feels weird because usually this is obviously just me and Matt in a room, but we've now got some cameras up because what we want to try experimenting with is putting some snippets from the podcast on my YouTube channel, basically. If we seem nervous at all, that might be why.
Nervous?
for the normal listeners, for the listeners at home.
Have you never filmed a video before? Are you quite nervous?
Mate, I'm absolutely fine. I'm more concerned for you. I can see you shaking.
I was trying to get the camera on my good side, but you weren't having any of it, were you?
Yeah, Matt comes in and he's honestly like, oh, can you put the camera like in this corner behind me, basically where there's not any space? And I was like, Matt,
get my agent involved.
I'm your agent.
But you've been away, you've been, as always, out and about. What have you been up to?
Travelling the world.
Yeah. But you've been to Tomorrowland, haven't you?
I have been to Tomorrowland.
And if for people who don't know what it is, I always used to think it was like the festival didn't exist. Because on Facebook, you'd always see, you know, there's like those viral videos of like, this is the new festival you need to go to. And I was like, oh, that looks cool, but what is it? Is it real? But you've now been, so it is real.
You sound a bit simple saying that. That's like me going, oh, is Glastonbury real?
No, but because it looks so like futuristic.
No, I do understand what you mean, but it is one of the biggest festivals in the world. Like 180,000 people go.
It's a lot of people.
In one weekend, and they do two weekends, so 360,000 people go in. It's mental.
And what music is it? It's like house music.
So it's house music. Although, that's what it started as, but that's kind of branching out now. So it's predominantly house music, but there were hip-hop acts there, there were pop acts there.
Dua Lipa was there, wasn't she?
Yeah, Dua Lipa was there, Lil Pump, your favourite was there.
Was he? Did you see it?
No, I didn't. Gucci gang, Gucci gang. Probably one of my favourite festivals I've been to, just because there was so much to do around seeing the acts. Like, obviously you go to a festival to see people perform. And the thing with house music is, I'm into house music, but I wouldn't say I kind of necessarily listen to it in my day-to-day life. Yeah. But at a festival, obviously it becomes so euphoric. It's in the moment, you're partying, everyone's going wild. What Tomorrowland's different to a lot of other festivals is it's not just a big open space from stage to stage. It's like a little world. They've created this world and you walk through the world to get to each festival.
That's,
it's amazing.
Cool.
It's honestly amazing.
So is there different themes for different bits?
Yeah, there are.
But I was excited when I heard you were going and I knew you were there. I saw something go viral on Facebook and it was this guy called Salvatore Ganacci. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but he just looked like a meme, basically.
Well, you text me saying, did you see this guy? And I didn't click at the time and I was just like, no. And then you sent me a link to watch it and it's this, basically, he's a bit of a meme DJ. I don't know if he's making fun of what stereotypical DJs do or he's just
loving life,
a bundle of joy. It turned out I did actually see him at this kind of job thing I was doing at the time. They basically brought some chefs over from Vegas and put on this food, and they partnered the chefs with a DJ, and he was the DJ they partnered the chefs with. And he came out, it was an hour set inside this sort of cool venue. He had so much energy. He was jumping up on the decks. Thrusting the air.
There was a bit I saw in this video, because he did a set during the day as well, didn't he? Mm-hmm. On the main stage. And he was just saying to people, just relax your anuses. Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow.
He was fun.
And there's another bit where he's like, because he's got really long hair, and he's standing, he's like, guys, I'm going to do the drop in a minute, but look how fucking awesome my hair looks in the wind. And I went in front of the massive fan. I was like, what is he doing?
He is amazing.
You had some interesting experiences there, though, didn't you?
Well, yeah, there was a lot of Germans there, and I was there with Steffi, and obviously she is quite well known in Germany. So there was like a lot of photo opportunities. She was so lovely. She was speaking to everyone. She was taking loads of photos. But when it came to like us enjoying our time sort of in the rave, or like, because we were with a bunch of friends as well and just enjoying the music or whatever, there were times when people came up and asked her for a picture. And she was like, politely, she's like, oh, thank you. But at the moment, like, I'm just trying to enjoy this moment that she's in. And a lot of people really respected that and just walked away. But some people kind of got annoyed at her, and then they walked away, and then they just started filming us from a distance and trying to take pictures of us and trying to take selfies, like with us in the background dancing, kissing, hugging, whatever we were doing. I didn't personally think that was okay. It got to a point when I just went up to the guy and was like, hey man, I don't think this is cool. Like, we've asked you to respect not taking photos or videos of us right at this time. I don't think it makes it okay to then stand aside and film us when we're trying to enjoy our time. And people got really annoyed and got really angry. And one guy just kept doing it and he didn't listen. And I was like, well, it's just uncomfortable for us, so we're just going to have to move and find a different place. But
what are they doing with that footage? Where is it going? Well,
it's a really hard one, because I'm like, people might listen to this and say, oh, you know, you should expect that because you guys put yourself out there and you're online and your personalities. But
yeah, but you're choosing when that
I feel like sometimes you are allowed to draw that line and say, hey, look, we're just dancing, we're kissing, we're hugging, whatever, and I don't want that to be filmed. It's not, it's like our time.
What were you doing, mate? Well, kissing, hugging, and whatever. What's
we were
the,
fucking what's the... in the middle of the festival. That's what we're doing. No, but like, it's just, I try and spin it to other people. It's like, how would you like it if you're walking along the road or whatever and someone starts filming you 10 meters in front of you? It's like, you feel uncomfortable.
It's unnerving, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And it's taking you out of the moment that you're in, sort of thing, where you're not thinking about anything else and you're suddenly, oh, great.
Yeah.
Being filmed.
Yeah. And a lot of people really respect it, and it's really nice. And it's like, I really like having conversations with people, so I'm absolutely, it's just that element of it, filming when you're not.
You must have felt like a zoo animal. Aware. That's how they must feel.
Yeah.
Just people just staring at them and then filming.
Well, there's some people, so brilliant. Another experience I told you briefly about was, I was on a flight from Germany back home. I get there and there's a school trip in like in check-in queuing in front of me, and they sort of, some of them recognized me and none of them sort of came and asked me for a picture or said hi or like anything. They all just sort of stood in the line and started filming me and taking pictures of me, and I just felt, I was on my own, I was like, I just feel really uncomfortable. They came up to me and were like, hey, can I have a picture? I'd be like, 100% of course, I'm more than happy. That made me feel uncomfortable, and the only reason I'm telling you that, because in contrast, I got to the, I told you this, I got to the front, I wasn't on the flight apparently, they cancelled my ticket, so that was fun. So the next flight I got put on, there was another school trip. The same situation in check-in. But the first person from the school who saw me came up to me and was like, hey, can I get a picture? I was like, of course. And then the rest of the people came.
The conveyor belt happened.
Yeah, but like, I would much rather that. So yeah. I can have a conversation with someone, I can take the picture, then be filmed when I'd like.
Yeah, also, I guess you're in control of that environment as well.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is this a PSA? Is this a public service announcement?
Well, there's some people who have started filming in those scenarios. They've started filming the person back.
That's stupid.
Well, it's a bit of taste of your own medicine,
yeah,
isn't
sure,
it?
But that's like the people who moan about plastic and stuff. So they go into a supermarket and take it all out of the plastic and leave it there. It's like, you're not fixing the problem, are you? Yeah, okay, you're making a point, but
yeah,
that doesn't fix the problem. That just makes it a nightmare for the staff there.
Well, so I don't think you can compare it to that, because you're not causing a nightmare for anyone. You're not.
True.
It's just, it's a point of saying, look, what you're doing is not actually very cool.
What you guys did is the most sensible way of doing it. If you say, don't film me, then they still do it, you're like, well, what are you doing? Like,
knock you out.
Well, you're not going to knock them
no,
out.
No.
But what are they doing?
But I question myself. Like, I question, am I allowed to be able to say that? I don't know.
Of course you are.
I don't know. Like,
of course you are.
I feel bad saying that.
Just because the press get away with it doesn't mean that everyone should get away with it, should they?
Well, now we're filming, it's going to start happening to you, buddy.
No, it's not. Someone asked me actually the weekend, oh, do you get recognised a lot? Not for a year. Like, it happened like once in the supermarket.
That's a call out to you guys. Matt wants to.
This is what I look like. Come find me.
He always wears that hat as well. Always wears it.
Like a Pokemon character.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. it.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are you strapped in?
Yes.
The little light's on. It says seatbelts now on, please.
You look very uncomfortable.
No, I'm not uncomfortable. I'm ready. I'm strapped in. I'm okay. Ready. So here we go. Whoa! Vroom, vroom. The car's going. And we fit 75 mile an hour. We're taking off. We're going into the stratosphere. You look over there. Oh, that's IGTV. It's doing okay. It's not doing amazing, though. It's like kind of fading. And then you got Snapchat. And then, wait a minute, what's that? It's Elon Musk, and he's got a sign. And what does it say, Marcus? It says, Digital World. Did you enjoy your trip? Are you going to fly again with Matt Bentley Viney Airways?
Do you know what I'm excited for? To see you do that with Jack Maynard.
No, I'm not going to.
I absolutely can't wait. I absolutely cannot wait.
We never do that with guests. Well, we don't do Digital World.
That's we do just, when they're a YouTuber.
Matt and Marcus thing. We don't do that with anyone else.
We're in the digital world. A lot is going on in the YouTube space. Holy shit.
We've both got our tea here, ready to spill it. Wait, there's a knock on the door. Hang on. Oh, did we order some beef? Medium rare, please.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Cool, how can we talk about anything else other than Logan Paul and KSI and PewDiePie right now?
Yeah, do you think people are getting sick of it?
Probably. I am. But I'm going to talk about it.
No, you're into it now, because I was a bit of a fanboy. And like, oh my Jesus. God, have you seen this? Have you seen that? But now you're caught up. This weekend, you've caught up.
I have caught up. And where do we start? I feel a bit overwhelmed.
I feel like, so everyone knows, but just a slight recap.
Slight recap.
KSI is fighting Logan Paul.
End of
August 25th.
Oh, we're not giving them promo.
No, but that's what they always
tickets
do.
Tickets on sale, link in bio.
It's like, we'll see August 25th.
Obviously, to build hype towards that, the two are going at each other. Lots of things are going on in the social media space, and it's kind of entertaining to glance in at and laugh at both the cringeness of it and also the hilarity of some of it. But
like you said when we last spoke about a couple of episodes ago, it is put, like, YouTube is on the map because of it, for better or for worse. It's like in the UK, the tabloids are picking up on it.
Yeah, of course. It is a game changer in terms of pushing YouTube content. It's fascinating and it is really exciting in that respect.
It's getting the same kind of views as professional top label fighters getting. So in that respect, amazing. In other respects, it's getting a bit out of hand.
All right. Firstly, seeing as we're in the UK, Logan had an interview scheduled or already recorded with BBC Radio 1. And
with KSI.
KSI. And it was with Charlie Sloth. They decided not to air it because when they were sort of promoting it, there was a lot of backlash on Twitter from people saying, how can you give Logan this space when he did all of these things in the past? Correct.
The tweet they put out was, we were going to hear from Logan Paul and KSI in their boxing match, but after listening back to the interview, we don't feel it's right. We understand some of your strong views on Logan, but ultimately, if we don't think the interview is good enough, we don't air it. Ooh. That was bit spicy, wasn't it?
What?
It was a bit spicy.
My point of view, which I said to you, I don't believe that at all. Them claiming if they don't believe an interview's not good enough, they don't air it. I'm sorry. You've got two crazy characters who are extremely arrogant and have huge personalities. There's no way that interview's not captivating or interesting. Yeah. I think they're just scared of the public. They've gone, oh shit, we don't want to piss people off. We can't post this interview.
Because when they first teased it, they got some backlash, didn't they? They had people tweeting them saying, how can you give Logan a platform? And I guess I understand, because of obviously the Suicide Forest video, which we all know is, you know, it was huge, wasn't it? And it was very ill-judged, and everyone agrees with that. I think even Logan's apologised for it. So we all knew about that. They knew about that. You know, it's not as if it's just a YouTube thing. It crossed over into the mainstream, but they still booked the interview in the first place. So essentially, they've wasted everyone's time. Themselves, KSI and Logan's.
Yeah, Logan. Yeah.
I wonder if they got paid for it still.
Who?
KSI and Logan. I wonder if they got paid to go on.
Oh, dude, they're not getting paid to go on.
Do you not think?
Of course not. No.
I don't know.
No one's getting paid to go. Well, I don't think. If they are, that would have been a massive shock.
Yeah.
It's the biggest radio network in the UK. You're going to go on in terms of, it's a promotion tour, isn't it? So
yeah, I guess, because they're still trying to sell tickets.
Yeah, it would have been promotion and hype for the fight. But for me, it was just a bit tame from the BBC.
There is a conspiracy theory that perhaps they booked it knowing it would cause a stir and never intended on actually releasing what they had done. But, you know, Radio 1 was promoted through it, because any publicity is good publicity, right?
Charlie Slough wouldn't have gone, yeah, I'm cool with that. Yeah, I'll waste my time just for nothing. Like, Charlie Slough's not getting any promo out of that, is he?
No, that's true.
So I don't really believe that conspiracy.
But do you believe that Logan deserves a second chance? Like, obviously booked, so why have they pulled it?
What's a second chance? What are we calling a second chance?
Being able to do an interview on Radio 1. Yeah, I guess being accepted back into, like, because he was doing a lot of mainstream media things, like film, TV, across the board, when he clearly seems repentant on what he did, but...
Oh, it's such a hard one. I believe that everyone does fuck up. His fuck up was horrific and one of the worst things that has ever happened on the YouTube platform. However, at the time, he's in this bubble, which I'm not defending him at all. He's in this bubble. Can you move forwards from those mistakes? Looking at previous people, look at people like Chris Brown, who have a lot of controversy. Look at Kanye West. All these people who have done crazy things that shock the world. In traditional entertainment, it seems you have to sort of really do something extremely detrimental, sort of Harvey Weinstein-esque, to be removed from that space. Has he been removed from the space? I don't know. It's different because
he's got the boxing fight.
Yeah, and he has his own audience on YouTube, which still...
Yeah, it's not as if YouTube have suspended his account or anything.
Yeah, well,
like
they
that.
Did for like a month, didn't they? Do you remember?
Did they just take off his revenue?
They stopped ads. They stopped ads.
People could still watch, couldn't they?
Yeah. So from seeing how he's attempting to change, I believe he wants to change, and I really do think that he is trying to better himself as an individual and as a brand, but I don't fully believe that he truly is comfortable with that at this moment in time. I think he's still learning. I don't think he can accept this new version of himself at the moment.
I think part of the issue is it an authentic change, or is it a change out of necessity because he can't function unless he does change?
And it goes back to doing the whole documentary thing. PewDiePie said something quite interesting when he's obviously messed up in the past and had quite a lot of controversial things. A lot of people told him to do a documentary. And he was like, why do I need to do a documentary about it? Because the only reason I'd be doing that is to try and show a better version of myself or show that I've learned or changed. And he was like, I don't want to do that. But Logan, is that Logan's reason for doing it? To sort of reignite his career?
Because Logan Paul's currently in the process of making a documentary about... Well, he said it's his whole career, but I think it's mainly focusing on this year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Since it's all gone down the pan. I'm very cynical in the sense that, although, yes, he has been punished, he has still got a huge audience. It hasn't really affected, you know, he's making a lot of money still from merch and things like that. From the press conferences, he does seem to have changed
matured,
his mentality.
Matured. He's matured.
Because it wasn't just the Suicide Forest video. That was like the cherry on top of the cake, wasn't it? Like,
that was
the worst thing. But he was being very obnoxious over there, not like respecting their traditions in Japan
So the interesting thing with this, if you watch the Casey interview, that's a moment of sort of heat between the two, because Logan doesn't believe that he was culturally insensitive over there. He says he was insensitive, but he was trying to defend the fact that he wasn't culturally insensitive. Completely his words. What's your thoughts?
Oh, it's wrong, isn't it? It's just wrong.
Yeah, I mean...
What do you think?
That's why I sort of...
Oh, is that what's got you questioning whether or not he has actually
I think he still feels a little bit like he's the victim here. And when something like that happens in your life, you really fully need to stand up, hold your hands completely up, like, I fucked up more than I could ever possibly imagine.
Yeah.
But I really am willing to sort of make amends and try and change that. And he's trying that, but he's not fully there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're right. Because if there's any ounce of, you can tell they're not truly believing that, it rings through.
Yeah,
really,
and that's
easily
what I took away from it.
Yeah, because while we're talking about PewDiePie, he's recently made a bit of a catastrophic error too. Not on the same magnitude as Logan or anything like that. So everyone knows, obviously, it was Demi Lovato who has a history of substance abuse.
And she had an overdose recently. At the time of recording this, we haven't actually really heard any update.
I think she's stable.
Yeah, she's stable and alive. But when this comes out, there might be some more details. Yeah, so just to clarify.
But around that time, PewDiePie retweeted a meme which was taking the piss, basically, wasn't it? About her using money to buy heroin.
Drugs.
Yeah, buy drugs.
Yeah. He fucked up, but what kind of annoyed me a bit is he did make a kind of like an apology video in response, but there's things I feel like you can joke about and not joke about. Joking about drug addiction when someone's almost killed themselves, I just don't think that's the right time or place to ever make those remarks. I really love PewDiePie, like I really think he is great, but it really angered me watching him say how he was blaming her for her poor decisions, etc. And I haven't been in that situation. People very close to me have been in addiction situations, and it's a lot of the time in that when they're in the lowest point, they don't have control over their emotions, over the choices they're making, like a normal human being. And that he didn't seem to fathom that, and that upset me.
He was a little bit too blasé about it, I thought. It was a bit more just, you know, she's the one that's the, you know, doing drugs and things. I just retweeted a meme. I'm like, yeah, I take what you're saying. I understand that. But I don't know. It seemed a bit self-centered, like the apology. It was just like he was annoyed he's having to apologize.
Yeah.
Rather than doing an apology.
Yeah, it didn't feel that sincere. You know, he did say something very nice in it. Well, not nice, but like realizing that when someone is at their lowest, knocking them, you know, it should be support that they need, not someone else doing that, and I respect him for acknowledging that.
Yeah, but because in fairness to him, he did delete the tweet within like 2 hours.
Yeah,
and he tweeted, you know, apologizing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get where he's coming from. When as soon as he had actually apologized for the tweet, I don't think anyone would have said anything.
But actually,
he did that.
Yeah, yeah. Actions have consequences, though, don't they? And it's like,
well, of course,
when you're the most subscribed YouTuber in the world,
you
anything you do negatively, unfortunately, is going to get spoken out about.
Well, this is where we go back to second chances, isn't it? And it just seems to me, I'm the same as you. You know, he's one of my favorite YouTubers, but how many chances is he going to get? And how many chances other YouTubers going to get?
Yeah, it's hard.
If Logan did that tweet after what he's done,
yeah,
I don't think he could come back from it.
Yeah.
Whereas for some reason...
Yeah, but that's because if you were to lay out on a scale how bad is what Logan did versus the things PewDiePie did, they're not sort of in the same at the same number on the scale, are they? So
bottom line, though, the joke wasn't even funny. That's what I'm so annoyed about, because there's loads of shock comedians.
Yeah,
and normally you're like, oh my god, like I shouldn't be laughing, but I am. It's like, this wasn't even worth it. It was such a shit meme.
Yeah, just to round all of this up, I think I said this to you in defense to YouTubers. The only thing that I can think of, you know, why does this happen or what's going on, is compared to like traditional celebrities, the, you know, musicians, actors and people like that, when you're the biggest musician in the world, Justin Bieber, whoever, you have teams around you, but much bigger teams with a lot more experience than I think YouTubers have. And if it comes to making a bad decision when you're in that moment of time, I just feel that a lot of traditional entertainment stars have a stronger, more experienced team around them than, you know, Felix, I don't think he has any, he's, he probably has a manager, but he doesn't have like a team of people like looking over everything he does. And which is not, that's the beauty of what we do. You know, no one does sort of control that. But at the same time, you open yourself up, I think.
Yeah, you're right. It's not handled as smoothly as it could be.
Yeah.
Like the response to these, because naturally it happens. You know, traditional celebrities do it. I think humans do it, don't they?
Yeah.
But it's your response, and obviously people pay a lot of money to have good teams who can control these. I mean, Donald Trump is the best at it.
Yeah. As
how many second chances does he get?
And people fuck up. We're human beings. We make mistakes in everyday life. It's just who's looking in on those mistakes. Yeah. And
well, that's what makes it interesting, because it'd be very boring if we were all the same.
And we can all create drama about it.
In summary, can YouTubers please stop making mistakes and ruining it for the rest of them?
Oh, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
No, it's not, is it?
No.
It feels like every week there's another story about mishap, another big YouTuber.
Yeah.
Oh, it goes back to the good news, bad news thing, doesn't it? No one's ever going to report the good news.
No, that is very true. But we would like to hear your guys' thoughts as always. So if you have strong opinions on any of this, the best way to let us know is on probably Twitter with the hashtag LYE stands for Lower Your Expectations.
PewDiePie, Logan, if you're listening, watching, you want to come and, you know, speak your corner, get in touch. Add me on WhatsApp.
Add me on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. We love this, and you should too. Or at least try it. So mine is short but sweet. I went to a new crazy golf in West London. It was at White City, Westfield, called Putt Shack. It was amazing. Basically, it's like a digital version of golf almost, where each ball has a little chip in it, and it knows every time you hit it and when it goes in the hole.
Knows your feelings and emotions.
And you have like screens on each hole where you got like the leaderboard, and because in golf normally it's the least shots and points wins. In this, it's the opposite. So on different games, like on one hole, it asks you a question and you have to put it down either true or false.
Ooh.
And you get points if you're right and wrong.
It does sound cool. It sounds fun.
Yeah. And there was like three different courses. There was like a bar and a restaurant and stuff. Oh. I'm definitely going to go back.
Oh, should we go for our 3-year anniversary?
That's a good... Yeah, we should do that. Let's do that.
Yeah?
Our work anniversary.
Just our bum sex anniversary. 3 years. Next week.
Go down there, guys. Enjoy. Over to you, Marcus.
One of my very good friends, Tom London. He was a magician, sort of by trade, went on America's Got Talent, and has sort of always had this artistic streak in him, has really pushed his art in the last few months and put that as a main focus point that he wants to do. And he put on his very first presentation a couple of weeks ago in Soho in London, and it was amazing. I was like genuinely really proud of him. His art's really different because it's like combining technology with thought-provoking subjects, and it's very unique. I haven't seen anything like it before. It's kind of displayed on mirrors, and there's graphics that he creates, but there's a real deep personal message behind each thing that's sort of a big global issue in the world. It was really amazing. I was really proud of him and happy for him. And by the time you're listening to this, I'm not sure if it's still open, but
can you buy it? Can you buy the
individual
pieces?
You can now. He's just started to sell them. So if you can't see it, you should just check his Instagram out. It's very easy. It's Tom London, and you can see his stuff on there.
Are you ready?
Always.
For a big question.
Let's do it.
So the big question is where I go away, find some articles, have a little read. They're normally quite weird. And then from that, I'll get a question, pass it over to Marcus and your good selves who are listening, and we all come up with a little answer. Let's go. A man is angry that people keep pretending to have sex with his hedge. If you click on the article, you'll see a lovely picture. Basically, this guy, Keith Tyson, he's really annoyed because he's made this amazing hedge as a woman, and she does look naked. She's got a chain on. Not chain, I'm talking about a necklace. And she's named Gloria, but people keep mimicking sex moves with her.
Oh, God, it's not his, like, past wife, is it?
Oh, God. Normally, it's early in the morning, so I think people have had a few shandies. And they get between her legs and pretend to have sex with her.
Right. Where's this going? Oh, God, I really worry that it is a memorial to his past wife or something. That makes me sad.
I don't think it is. I think you've just taken that and ran with it. I think it is just he said he wasn't planning on doing a naked lady when he started cutting the hedge, but it just came from a previous idea and morphed into Gloria, into this,
okay,
who people have been enjoying her glory
legs.
Hole
no.
But yeah, so poor guy. My question to you is,
would you do it?
Yes. No, it's not. What is your most prized possession? Because people keep having sex with his.
My girlfriend.
That is the most moist answer I've ever heard in this podcast. that is sweet. Why can't they just say, oh, my wife?
What was yours going to be?
Well, no, because it makes me sound like a dick.
Come on, tell me what yours is going to be. Record collection.
Yeah. But I guess everyone knows that Gemma is because I put a ring on it. So
covering that. Everyone knows that already. Absolute backtrack city.
No, it's not.
So second to my girlfriend would be...
I've got one for you.
Okay.
Your coffee machine.
What?
You love coffee.
But if my house was on fire, I wouldn't pick that up and it wouldn't be the first thing I pick up and run out the house with.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah. So you'd pick your record collection up rather than Gemma. Nice.
Yeah, shut up.
I'm going to stick with my girlfriend.
And that was this week's big question. What if you had one thing you could take out of a burning building, guys, what would it be? Tweet in at hashtag LYE. And we'll read a few out next week.
You sound like someone on Smooth Radio when you speak like
Hello,
that.
We're listening to Smooth Radio. I'm Bentley Viney and I'm with Marcus Butler. How's it going? Do you like that voice?
No. It's a bit seedy.
If I go a bit closer, how's it going? What are you up to?
You sound so creepy. That's how I imagine if you were single, you'd chat someone up.
No,
in a
bar. It's not. No. And that was this week's big question.
Mate, it's really creepy. I wish the cameras were still rolling.
See you next week, guys. Give us 5 stars.
Oh, my God.
You won't regret it.
Honestly, you sound like a serial killer. You honestly sound like a serial killer.
Want to play a game?
Oh, it's really creeping me out. Genuinely.
I don't have headphones on.
It's really creepy.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's too like...
Can you see my eyes as well?
No, but it's not like, I want to kill you. It's not like that. It's just, it just makes me feel weird. I got goosebumps. Say something else.
I've been watching your Instagram stories,
Marcus. Oh, it's really freaking me out.
Did you have a good time at Tomorrowland?
Can I end the podcast now? Yeah. Thank you very much for listening, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. If you want to see any of the clips, they'll be on the Just Marcus YouTube channel. So head on over there. And we will see you guys next week with Mr. Jack Maynard.
See you then, guys.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.